Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего A, F и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись дважды. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I think the best way to learn cooking is from your relatives. It's a very personal thing. My mother learned how to cook from her mother, and now my mom teaches me how to do it, and I just love her cooking lessons. We actually have many recipes which run in our family, and no one can cook pasta the way my mom and my granny do. I write down their recipes in my own cookbook, and I plan to pass them down to the next generation of our family.
Speaker B.
My mother always buys ready-made food in supermarkets or orders food from takeaways. But I don't want to do that when I grow up and have a family. I really want to learn how to cook, so I have decided to take up cooking classes. But there is no cooking school in my town. Luckily, I've found a cooking school on the internet. I can learn when I have time and repeat the lesson as many times as I need. So this online school is very convenient for me. I love it.
Speaker C.
In my opinion, you can learn how to cook only by doing it. Of course, you can learn something by reading cookbooks or watching web videos or cooking shows. But the only way to actually become a good cook is to practice. Personally, I started out by choosing simple recipes that focused on the ingredients I liked. And to master it, I made this or that dish at least 3 times within a short period. Only then did I start to pick up the subtle variations of cooking methods.
Speaker D.
If you ask me, I think cooking is not a cheap hobby. You really need to invest in good knives, cutting boards, and cookware. It will make your cooking experiments much more pleasant, and your final result will satisfy you. There are also many modern cooking devices which allow even a beginner to look like a chef. A good stove, a multi-cooker, a blender or a food processor. But don't buy the cheap ones. They are not worth investing in.
Speaker E.
I can't cook, and I honestly don't understand why some people invest so much money and time in learning how to cook. There are many cafes and restaurants where you can eat out, and there are many delis, food stalls, and takeaways where you can get delicious food which is ready to eat. Nobody can cook as well as restaurant chefs can. And a salad from the local delicatessen will certainly be tastier than what you can make. And it's also probably cheaper.
Speaker F.
For me, cooking is an exciting adventure. I got inspired by the famous Disney cartoon about a rat that wanted to learn to cook. From that cartoon, I understood that anybody can cook. I love to explore the tastes of different products and their endless combinations. I sometimes fail, but that doesn't discourage me, since I don't aim at getting the perfect result. I just enjoy the very process of cooking, and I'm eager to try to cook something new, and I'm never afraid of failing.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I think the best way to learn cooking is from your relatives. It's a very personal thing. My mother learned how to cook from her mother, and now my mom teaches me how to do it, and I just love her cooking lessons. We actually have many recipes which run in our family, and no one can cook pasta the way my mom and my granny do. I write down their recipes in my own cookbook, and I plan to pass them down to the next generation of our family.
Speaker B.
My mother always buys ready-made food in supermarkets or orders food from takeaways. But I don't want to do that when I grow up and have a family. I really want to learn how to cook, so I have decided to take up cooking classes. But there is no cooking school in my town. Luckily, I've found a cooking school on the internet. I can learn when I have time and repeat the lesson as many times as I need. So this online school is very convenient for me. I love it.
Speaker C.
In my opinion, you can learn how to cook only by doing it. Of course, you can learn something by reading cookbooks or watching web videos or cooking shows, but the only way to actually become a good cook is to practice. Personally, I started out by choosing simple recipes that focused on the ingredients I liked. And to master it, I made this or that dish at least 3 times within a short period. Only then did I start to pick up the subtle variations of cooking methods.
Speaker D. If you ask me, I think cooking is not a cheap hobby. You really need to invest in good knives, cutting boards, and cookware. It will make your cooking experiments much more pleasant, and your final result will satisfy you. There are also many modern cooking devices which allow even a beginner to look like a chef. A good stove, a multi-cooker, a blender or a food processor. But don't buy the cheap ones. They are not worth investing in. Speaker E.
I can't cook, and I honestly don't understand why some people invest so much money and time in learning how to cook. There are many cafes and restaurants where you can eat out, and there are many delis, food stalls, and takeaways where you can get delicious food which is ready to eat. Nobody can cook as well as restaurant chefs can, and a salad from the local delicatessen will certainly be tastier than what you can make. And it's also probably cheaper.
Speaker F.
For me, cooking is an exciting adventure. I got inspired by the famous Disney cartoon about a rat that wanted to learn to cook. From that cartoon, I understood that anybody can cook. I love to explore the tastes of different products and their endless combinations. I sometimes fail, but that doesn't discourage me, since I don't aim at getting the perfect result. I just enjoy the very process of cooking, and I'm eager to try to cook something new, and I'm never afraid of failing.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.